Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about 9/11, conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11. Your thoughts.
Lizard Jews, you know, the usual. Harp.
Lizard Jews. You, you can say this because you are ethnically a Jew, right? Like, I just want to make sure.
I hate
the term Jew. It tends to just, it sounds so harsh. You know?
I know. I want to avoid saying it at all, too. It makes me uncomfortable. But I just think it's so ridiculous.
But you can say it. You got the cred.
Well, people say, no, the reason I said it is because people say it.
Like, oh, sure they do.
There are people out
That's
there
how they
who,
call it. Yeah.
Who claim that there's a race of lizard Jews who lives in the center of the earth and, I don't know, hoards gold or something.
And they can shapeshift.
Lays
and
their eggs
can,
there.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Let's just go into calls because this is clearly deteriorating.
It's so ridiculous.
Let's go to Brad. Brad in Somerville, South Carolina. Listen to WSCC.
Yeah. Made me scared to bring my topic up now.
No, feel free.
Okay. Would you be interested in having someone on who knows something about a particular conspiracy theory? Not me, of course.
Not really, and here's why, Brad.
Okay.
Because I believe that if it was true, and it may very well be, this is how I started out the show, and I know you probably haven't heard the whole thing, but if it's true that the conspiracy theories, whatever conspiracy theory this person will talk about, is true, that it has now reached, at a decade later, to be inconsequential, that the vast majority of Americans believe, the majority of Americans currently believe the JFK story, the Warren Commission story about JFK, is false.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
still hasn't made a difference. No one's going to do anything about it.
No, it certainly won't make a difference. And the story I'm talking about happened 4 decades ago.
Okay.
I just happen to think it's very, very important for people to know the truth.
I'd rather just be interesting. Tell me what the story is and make it interesting.
I want to know the truth.
Well,
I like the truth.
Okay. The story was that, 25, 30 years ago, I heard about an incident in 1967 in the Mediterranean when an Israeli, we were attacked. One of our communication ships was attacked by Israel.
Yes, the U.S.
Naval and air forces of Israel. Well, I was in the Barnes & Noble about, I think it was last year sometime. And the skipper's son, John Scott, had written a book about his father's experience during this so-called conspiracy theory. And he is was a writer for a local paper, the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure he could give you an earful about this conspiracy theory. I mean, I've heard other talk show hosts, asked about this particular topic. Of course, it's taboo to say anything bad about the nation of Israel.
Well, you know, I on Free Talk Live, I will not, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about the nation of Israel other than they are they claim a monopoly privilege of the use of violence against people on their particular landmass. I don't think
like
that
all governments
right,
do.
They are a government, and a government is an organization of force and violence.
And people in the U.S. shouldn't be forced to have their tax money taken and given to any government around the world.
Yeah, that's my main opinion.
You're right, but you're not going to be able to stop that. Anyway, have a good night.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Brad.
Thanks
for the call. You know, I mean, the U.S. is a melting pot. Lots of different people with lots of different thoughts. There's no reason in the world why the United States government should be giving money to any other government. Not for payoffs, not for nothing. The United States taxpayer has no obligation to give money to governments of foreign nations.
When they claim it's for food and stuff, it never actually goes to food.
It goes into the dictator's pockets. It's for food for their soldiers.
Yeah.
You know?
and guns, by the way, too. Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony in Eureka. Anthony.
Good evening, Mark and Stephanie. Great show. Thanks for having me on.
You're on.
Thank you.
I want to present the reason for why it is important to know the identity of the conspirators. Two premises. One, just as one wants to know, as in astrophysics, one's initial boundaries and conditions of the universe, so too, in everyday life, does one want to know who the conspiracies are if they exist. Two, I forget the second premise, but the inclusion is that knowledge of the possible conspirators has intrinsic value, whether or not we can overcome them. The unexamined life is not worth living, as Socrates said.
I'm all for examining things. I mean, no doubt. We spend on Free Talk Live. We are we're much more a talk radio show about philosophy, frankly, than any other talk show out there. We're willing to take on issues that they won't take on
and examine them
and try to be as critical as possible. I'm with you on that. I'm just wondering. I've used the example, and I think it's worth it. Is how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? It might be one of these. Analogies that's worthy in this particular area. And, there's a lot of people that believe JFK, that LBJ ordered JFK's assassination. Some people think it's the Cubans. Some people think it was the mob. Some people think it was the CIA paying the Cubans. Some people think it was the CIA paying the mob. Some people, they keep on going on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to change anything.
Can I tell a quick story? I used to read a very popular libertarian website a lot. People can probably guess maybe which one it is, but I saw at one point, I used to check this website every day, and at one point I saw a lot of JFK conspiracy stories appearing on it. And I just found them so uninteresting that I just didn't want to really read that website anymore. And it was a shame because I was learning a lot about liberty and other things from it. But it was just the conspiracy theories just turned me off. I didn't find it interesting, and in the same way that I don't find the 9/11 stuff interesting. And so, while I completely agree that I want to seek the truth and the unexamined life is not worth living, I want to examine things that I'm really interested in and not necessarily this, because it just doesn't appeal.
I understand that, Stephanie and Mark. However, you want to know whether or not these people are physically omnipotent, and therefore you don't want to act in a certain way, like go up against them head to head, or whether or not they have a psychological malady, like say predatory narcissism, and then you'll act in a different way.
But I think it's unlikely that I'll encounter many of the power elites.
I don't think we're going to go up against them. If the power elites, I think, are fighting themselves, is what my assertion would be, is that that there is no one organization of powerful men, but there probably are many organizations of powerful men, and each of them wants to control the world in whatever the way they want, and the competition will keep the market in check.
Mark, you want to know that it's that, as opposed to a single group of 12 men, You want to know the identity? First, you want to know the identity of the enemy, the location of the enemy, and then the neutralization of the enemy. Now, even if we can't neutralize them, we want to identify them and locate them so that we can skirt around them or obstruct them or something of that matter.
And I see what you're saying about
Anthony. What if they're the lizard Jews, though? I mean, wouldn't I want to know where the lizard Jews are if they're living underneath Stapleton Airport and that they're controlling the world and have been alive for a millennia and control the world's politics? I mean, wouldn't I want to know that, and shouldn't I study deeply?
I think you're proving my point, right, Mark?
I think that if your point is that some of these theories are so ludicrous that they are not worthy of investigation, then yes, I have.
I hear, Anthony, can I make a comment? I hear you about wanting to protect yourself, and I think everybody wants that. And I want that, too. But if I learn that there are certain people who are power elites and want to control the world, I don't think it's going to change much about the way that I'm living my life. Like, I'm not going to stop doing Free Talk Live.
Well,
I agree
with you, Stephanie. All right, December 21st, 2012, I think this planet may be doomed, okay? Now, in spite of that, I'm going to be positive and assist youth and academia who's trying to figure out what's going on. And secondly,
still there, Anthony?
I forget. Yeah, go ahead. I forget.
Well, you're saying that you're going to prepare for, you're going to look for the worst, but still prepare for the best, and or whatever it is. You're hoping. I mean, and that makes perfectly good sense.
Sure.
There were people that these folks that believed that the world was going to end earlier this year because some preacher said that they were going to, and that kind of thing. You know, the ones that gave away all their property are looking pretty silly right now. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. What are your 9/11 thoughts? 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark. Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of watching banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world to buy anything on the internet. It's kind of like internet cash. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. the technology behind Bitcoins is either going to change the world or it is the foundation of what is going to change the world. WeUseCoins.org. Go see this, well, this exciting new technology on the Internet. Let's go directly into the calls here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Chris in Georgia. Chris?
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
How are you?
All is well.
All right. I want to say hi to Stephanie. By the way, on that issue of weapons of mass destruction, I was looking at a movie the other day. It was called The Doomsday Gun. It starred Kevin Spacey and Frank Langella, and it was about the exploits of the real-life Dr. Richard Bull, who was hired by the Iraqis to produce a 1,000-millimeter cannon up the side of a mountain that would put a launch vehicle in downtown Jerusalem.
Now, wait, 1,000 millimeters? That's a meter. Is it 1,000 meters?
It was big. I know. It looked like a space capsule.
A meter would shoot a meter wide caliber would be a very large projectile.
I gotcha.
So
that
I think that he's
sense.
Right. I think it's actually
caliber is 1 meter. Yes.
Well, yeah, caliber is a ranking in inches. But I'm trying to give it to you in terms that we can understand.
I thought
understand.
He meant the length of the cannon. I guess that shows how much I know about ballistics.
That's a tiny little cannon.
Yeah, it's a little thing.
So Stephanie thinks size matters.
Thing.
What do you think, Chris?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they tested a smaller version, the Iraqi army, and Dr. Richard Bull, the Canadian, was there. And then just 3 months before the big gun was ready to go, the Israeli Secret Service took him out in Belgium with a .380 pistol. And I'm glad they did, because I don't know where this world would be right now. And Al Gore even knew about this and was excoriating Congress and the Secret Service for not talking
about this. This was Iraq? Or Iran?
It was Iraq. It was Saddam Hussein.
So, you know, this is one of the fears that I don't quite get. I mean, if somebody talked about, if we were talking about a world where Pakistan got a nuclear weapon, we would say, my God, we can't let those crazy Pakistanis get a nuclear weapon. They've had one for decades.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
you
the
know,
U.S. seems to think that they can have their own, but nobody else can have them, right?
40 countries that have nuclear weapons, and the only one that has ever used a weapon of mass destruction, an atomic weapon is very similar to a nuclear weapon, at least in people's minds, is the United States. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, would Iraq having a large cannon be so awful? Can't Israel take care of Iraq themselves?
Yeah, you kind of wonder. By the way, did anybody see the Frontline broadcast about that Mumbai attack a few years ago? That was a fantastic broadcast, and they're going to repeat it. Please see it. It is awesome, fantastic. By the way, I love your new advertisers, including my friends at Ruger. You guys totally rock. Thanks for keeping it going.
Thank you, Chris. You know, Ruger is a really great supporter of Free Talk Live, and, you know, it's a fine maker of handguns here. Actually, they make them in New Hampshire, where we are.
Cool.
Ruger always has, always will, mean rugged.
My first pistol was a Ruger.
What was it?
It's a little...
you don't know the numbers that go with it?
No, I
it's
don't.
Black.
It's No, it's a little revolver. It's just a six-shooter.
Gotcha.
Just 22 for fun.
Todd in Michigan. Todd?
Geez, Mark, I don't even know where to start. Free Ian, how about if I start there?
We are on the Ian Freeman Incarceration Count-Up is on day 32. The main host of Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, is in jail for standing in front of a police car for taking a woman to jail that he felt was being taken unjustly.
And once again, Free Ian. Full disclosure, I like women, so hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
She likes
women, too.
You know, that story about that super cannon that the Iraqis supposedly had, let's go ahead and back up a minute and say that the majority of all the turmoil in the Middle East has been started by the Israelis, and quite frankly,
has been or hasn't been?
Has been.
Okay. By their existence?
Yeah, exactly, by their very existence, and quite frankly, I think that, we're pretty much there like their big brother on the block over there.
You know, the problem with, and that much is true, the problem with the Israel scenario is this. The Western powers, mostly sort of England and the Allied powers, the United States was still coming to power at this point, but, you know, had some level of control, got into the Middle East and started drawing straight lines all over the place. Take a look at the Middle
absolutely.
East, lots of straight lines. They carved out Israel and said, this is for the Jews, because why?
They didn't want to take them where they lived. Here's what the United States, Great Britain, France, these countries could have done. They could have said, you know,
you're welcome to come here.
Please come
and be
here.
Safe.
And then absolutely, you wouldn't have had so much of the problems that they had today.
Didn't
really,
the U.S. like turn back a ship of Jews?
That was
Nazi
World War
Germany?
II, okay. Prior to, you know, when Hitler was attempting to, well, actually at that point he hadn't begun exterminating. He had was just incarcerating and stuff. And the United States and many other countries turned away this big shipload of Jews. They had to finally go back to Germany, and what happened? Well, the vast majority of them died. And this is really an issue of immigration policy.
Right.
People want to keep the borders closed. They don't want people, other folks, the other folks, whoever they are, them darn foreigners out. And, you know, these people, the United States is made of foreigners. And they would have been, you know, these folks would have been great citizens. Instead, they got exterminated.
Well said. Okay, Mark, the original reason why I called was because of the conspiracy theories about 9/11.
Yeah.
All right. The fact that using an aircraft as a weapon goes all the way back to World War II with the kamikazes, okay, that has been on the books since then. The fact that the federal government, that we pay them for national defense, would be asleep on such a premise, would let something like this happen.
But there was wasn't there a John Grisham book that sort of outlined the crashing of a plane into the Capitol building or something like that? I mean, this idea was presented in fiction too, and I'll bet you it even goes back before the kamikazes. Probably somebody who got shot down, knew they were going to die, said, "Well, I might as well take somebody out when I go." I mean, it probably happened in World War I.
I always thought that was useful terms of warfare was using your adversary's resources against them.
Which resources?
Anyway,
is this? Oh, I see. Them using the United States aircraft. I got you. You know, they say that this is the death of 1,000 paper cuts that terrorists can inflict on large powers, which is that the terrorists managed to do this for less than $500,000. And I'll bet you that's a high number. When in fact, you know, the United States government has spent trillions trying to, and the difference between $500,000 and trillions is so large that nobody's brain is catching it right now. It's just so infinitesimally, you know, exponentially large.
Trillions of dollars. Yeah.
Trillions of
anything.
Trillions of dollars on this. And you know, this is how they beat you. Todd, thanks for the call.
Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct. And be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Saturday edition. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. We've been pretty much covering the 9/11 incident here, you know, talking about, as a retrospective, what has happened in to the world since 9/11 and how things have changed. And
covering some of the conspiracy theory angles.
Indeed, there's been a great deal of that.
Lots of commentary.
I think that the 9/11 conspiracy theory, 9/11 truther movement, I'm declaring it dead. And the reason I'm doing that is because if they were going to have an impact, that impact would have occurred in the first decade. And the first decade is over, and now it's going to be relegated into the annals of conspiracy theory history.
What about, I basically agree with you that I think it's dead, but also, you know, the Kennedy conspiracy was alive on the order of 50 years later, but at that time people were starting to die and come out on their deathbeds and say, yeah, the official story wasn't true. I'm not too familiar with it, but I know that there was some information that came out only when certain people died. And so do you think that it's possible that maybe 40 years or 50 years from now, some people will come out and say, yeah, 9/11 was an inside job? I still don't think it'll matter if that happens, because if we can look at the Kennedy conspiracy as an example, and nothing has really happened from that.
I'm not going to say, because I cannot go into the ring with a well-informed 9/11 conspiracy theorist and outperform them. There are people that can do that, but I can't do it. I tend to believe something kind of close to the mainline story, which is that, you know, some Middle Easterners are upset with you know, 7 or 8 decades of Western intervention in the Middle East and decided to do something, especially Saudi Arabians and Yemenis, you know, who, in both cases, you're talking about dictators, kings. Somebody who calls himself as a king is a nice word for a dictator, in my opinion. Dictators being supported by the United States government, subjugating their people, and those people knowing that the only way to get rid of the dictator is by getting rid of the foreign power that supports them. So trying to, you know, do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes perfectly good sense to me. All the stories the government tells, I don't believe any stories the government tells. But
right. A lot of people have called in tonight and expressed kind of what I would describe as a skeptical position, which I really like because I consider myself a skeptic too. It's like, well, you know, if you want me to believe something, you got to convince me with evidence, right? That makes sense based on the things that I can observe and that I know and that I can reason, right? And so a lot of people have expressed this skeptical viewpoint where they're not going to buy hook, line, and sinker, whatever the government says, but they're also looking at the conspiracy claims with a skeptical eye, too. And I think that's great.
One thing that I think is clear is we read a little article here by Philip Girardi in the beginning of the show, and he says it's difficult to find a positive side to all of this, meaning what's happened since 9/11, 2001, unless one is a defense contractor or a government employee,
yeah.
Meaning that everybody else is the loser. And I think that that's true, that when it all boils down to that, you know, essentially defense contractors and government employees are the ones that have benefited from this, especially the government's grown doubled in size nearly under George Bush as a result, at least a large growth under George Bush.
Didn't Hillary Clinton say never waste a good crisis or something?
One of them is quoted in saying that. But, it, you know, I don't think anybody doesn't believe that's true. Let's go to George in Charleston. Listen to WSCC. George?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I just tuned in. I'm driving back from the beach and just wondering, where do you all get your thinking? I mean, you seem like you're otherwise unemployable social meanders jabbering about things you would like to think would be ideal, like, for example, not everyone having the nuclear weapon. You actually think that the United States is not any different than Iran having a nuclear weapon? You've got to be crazy.
I don't think I said that. What I tried to make clear is that there are sort of, you know, there are countries with hardline fundamentalists in power, like Pakistan, and they have nuclear weapons. I would also like to point out that Iran, if they are, you know, a radically Islamic country, is likely that way because of the United States' intervention in their politics, all the way back to the 50s, installing the Shah, and then as a result, there was an Islamist backlash in the late 70s. Wouldn't you agree?
That may have some credibility, but we're dealing right now.
Do I still sound unemployable to you then?
Yes, you do.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't. You probably do. You probably are otherwise. If you weren't, didn't have a. I don't know how you got this microphone, but someone
I worked at it.
Decided. Yeah, I guess you worked at
no,
it.
No, no, no. Nobody decided other than the radio station you're listening to. That Free Talk
yes,
Live is
right.
A show worth having. I built this radio show.
You actually have opinions, and you say things, and some people actually believe what you're saying,
you're concerned that I'm saying things like
mushy minds out there. Believe that it would be all right if Iran had the nuclear weapon, and it's no different than the United States having a nuclear weapon because we used it. We used a bomb on Japan back in World War II, and most minds, most thinking people realize it was probably the best thing to do.
George, let me ask you this.
It's the best thing
population.
To...
John, George, functionally, yeah. What was the difference between the use of the atomic weapon in against Hiroshima and Nagasaki in World War II and the 9/11 attacks? What are the differences between those two scenarios?
The difference is that the 9/11 attacks were some crazy religious nutcakes.
Okay, so their motivations. I'm just saying their motivations might be a little different, but.
When we're dealing with this stuff, the motivations are what's important. Their motivations are to annihilate the rest of the world who don't want women walking 5 feet behind you, you know, covered in a veil, and killing your daughter because she looked at some guy with
so
her eyes.
So what's the solution? Is that, it seems to me if the solution is that Muslims are bad, that the only solution is to kill everybody who looks like a Muslim and create genocide on a scale that would make the Nazis look like Girl Scouts.
No, the real solution is to possibly see if we can get... I don't know.
You're going to convince them. You're going to convince them with the validity, George. You're going to convince them of the validity of your ideas by killing their moms.
No, I'm not convincing them that the validity.
That's what's happening, George. There's a million people that have died since 9/11, and most of them are Middle Eastern, and it's been a result of the U.S. foreign policy.
No, that's not true.
What's not true about it? The fact is, the State Department, in their own WikiLeaks documents,
the radical Islamic crackpots. Who have waged war on anybody that has a Western thought. Now, that's the problem.
Do you understand why, George, wouldn't you want to team up with me and bring terrible vengeance down upon a government that put people into our country and put soldiers on the ground and told our leaders how they were going to run things? Wouldn't you want to do terrible violence against them?
What, the United States?
No, I'm asking you. We are in the United States. Some organizations, let's call them Saudi Arabia, tells us how we're going to live. They put troops on the ground. They get involved in our government when they're unelected. They support dictators. Wouldn't you want to go after a country that's supporting dictators on your own land?
The scenario is not that. The scenario is...
What do you call a king, George? What do you call the guy in Yemen?
What do I call them?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't call them dictators, what would you call them?
Oh, they're dictators.
Okay. The United States government supports those people and has for decades.
What, the United States is a dictator?
The United States government supports dictators and kings in the Middle East and has for decades.
There's foreign policy in the hands of some people who really don't.
But do you understand, George, do you understand why that would piss off?
Not everybody can be a Kissinger and have a mind like a Kissinger. Not everybody can think that way.
He doesn't want to hear your question.
Wait, don't you understand that if you knew this was happening in your country, you might want to do something to the people that were supposedly part of that government?
If it was just the people that supposedly were part of this government...
Is the government in the United States run by we the people?
Are you justifying their behavior?
Hold through, George. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman with me here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I don't know why I'm giving that number out. There's no way you're going to get your call in. I guess the lines are loaded here. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The unemployable people.
You, the med student now.
Yeah, I guess the med school thought I was unemployable.
Yeah. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of an oppressive state intruding in your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place to get active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. I'm a mover.
Stephanie? I'm a mover, too. Mm-hmm.
FreeStateProject.org. Let's go back to George in Charleston. George?
Yes.
Now, as we went out on the break, is my understanding what we were saying was essentially that you disagree, that you thought that it was okay for folks that are upset with a foreign power in supporting a dictator in their nation to attack that foreign power, which I guess means that you're supporting the attack on the Pentagon. Is that correct?
No, not you're trying to play with me. Let me give you my feelings about about all this. Back when you were talking about us bombing Nagasaki, and
I didn't bomb Nagasaki.
Neither did I.
Not you, but the United States did.
Okay.
We were dealing with these guys would catch our bombers and they put them in prison camps and cut their livers out while they were alive and eat them to give them strength. You're talking about some real crazy people. We have the same radical people that are in that these radical Islamics. We're not dealing with a balance of power. Or a balance of terror. Where Kissinger wrote a tremendous letter back in the paper back in the 70s with a delicate balance of terror.
You know, there's a lot of torture that's gone on by people who work for the
news.
Okay, he doesn't want to hear it. He just wants to go on.
There's always news stories. Do you remember in 19, I think it was 88, the United States government shot down an Iranian passenger plane?
Is this the Iranian passenger
Nobody
plane?
Knows this because nobody in the United States wants to know this. But I'll bet you the people that are in the know in the Middle East know this. And that's because people write their own histories. You know, we over here think that foreign policy started on 9/11/2001. They over there think that the infidel has been involved in their business for the last seven decades. And they'd be right. George, I do appreciate the call. We've got to go on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ross in South Carolina. Ross?
Oh, hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing well. I'm just trying to follow up on a point that the previous caller just made.
Okay.
You know, when you guys sit there and you try to compare the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima to, you know, the attacks that happened on the Twin Towers on 9/11, it is just asinine to compare the two.
Well, tell me why. Don't tell me. Don't call them names. Tell me why.
Well, you know, when you talk about us dropping a bomb on a country when we were trying to...
You can drop any bombs you want. I'm not dropping any bombs.
Listen.
But you said us.
When we drop a bomb to end one of the largest wars in the history of the world...
Well, hold on. Wait. The Pacific Theater of World War II.
One of the fiercest opponents that has ever been on the face of the planet to a couple of jihadist hijackers that smashed planes into... You know, 3,000 innocent civilians that were just trying to go to work.
Well, let me give you an idea.
Okay,
Russ,
you do know that.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Not only that, but there are a lot of innocent people. On the eve of 9/11, how dare you guys? How dare you?
Who gave us these microphones?
Right. This is the reason, Ross. The reason is I believe that they believe that this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Now, you and I know that this is a gosh darned lie that's been told to us since we were kids. But I think they might actually believe it. And they think that if they can sway the public opinion.
What is a gosh darn lie?
That we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Because if we are, do you believe that we are?
I believe that we elect the people that are put into power.
Well, it's either a yes or no statement.
Yes, I do.
Okay, then the attacks on 9/11 would be justified.
My answer, because you're gonna try.
If that is so,
try to disprove my answer.
If I'm not going to disprove it, I'm going to tell you that if that is so, then the attacks on 9/11 were justified because most of the people that were killed on 9/11, with a very small amount of collateral damage, were voting citizens of the United States. So therefore,
it's never justified.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm only using his.
A facetious argument.
So then the terrorists attacked the government of the United States because they attacked the people, right?
So you're saying that... let me ask you something.
You didn't say yes or no, but okay.
Was the 9/11 terrorist attack justified?
I'm not trying to justify it. I'm saying
it is
reasonable.
But at the same time, was the Americans' attack on Nagasaki and Hiroshima justified?
I'm telling you, if they believed that they could end the war, I can understand why they would make that decision. So it would be reasonable. I don't think that violence...
God. No, it's not justified. I will say no, neither one is justified.
Neither one is justified.
So was the attack on Pearl Harbor justified?
The attack on Pearl Harbor was not justified. Violence is not justified, Ross.
You're not going to find us supporting any kind of violence.
Have you ever heard of the McCullough memo?
I have not.
This is the memo
I heard about it on Rush Limbaugh the other day. I don't recall exactly.
This is the memo that was floated around in the FDR administration trying to figure out different ways to get Japan to attack the United States because they knew the United States wouldn't get into the war with Japan. So... You know, I don't know whether whether there was a plan or a conspiracy there, but I do know that there was a memo floated around trying to get that to happen. So they had the intention of war in their minds.
There were a lot of wrongs done on both sides.
Sure there were.
You can't paint it as...
Of course there were. I totally agree with you on that.
There are wrongs on both sides in this situation, too. But I understand.
I was driving home from... I'm driving home from work right now. I was in my truck. And, you know, I just heard you guys mention... You know, trying to compare the 9/11 attacks to Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
I think they're comparable, and here's why. The reason is that the people that perpetrated these events in both cases wanted to stop further violence against their side. That's all they were trying to do is do some kind of terrible event that would... one was successful, one was unsuccessful. That is the answer to the question, what's the operable difference?
When you talk about Muslim extremists, their sole goal in life is to strike down the infidels.
Their sole goal is to get people to leave them the heck alone.
We're not striking down the infidels. We did not simply attack Nagasaki and Hiroshima because we just didn't like them. That we ended a war.
Ross, there has been 7 decades of United States intervention in the Middle East. I mean, plenty of, I can give you the Shah of Iran. I can talk about, the violence that have been done with, all kinds of fighting, getting involved in the Mujahideen, the CIA, all these things. That this didn't just happen on 9/11, dude. It happened 7 decades before that, and no American wants to take responsibility for their own government, which they believe that they're involved in.
They say stuff like "we," and I think when you think of yourself as "we," as part of the government, then you kind of want to justify all their actions. You want to be on the right team, right? You want to be on the winning team, but sometimes governments do things that are not right. Okay,
well, of course, and we see that every day, and I don't support everything that the government does, and. Nobody's perfect. We elect people that are put into power for, I don't exactly know why. They have charisma. They speak well, and we don't necessarily agree with everything they do. But I just feel like you're grouping a large part of Americans into a group that they don't deserve to be put
into.
Which
group are you talking about? I'm not sure.
When you compared Nagasaki and Hiroshima to the 9/11 attacks.
I don't know that I'm grouping anyone into anything. This is your belief system. You were told in school that it was okay to kill the Japanese people, even though there was no. They had already preferred a.
They said that they would surrender, right?
They had already agreed to a surrender, but they dropped these bombs anyway because
they killed so many innocent people that had nothing to do with.
I understand, and obviously, I am not one that wants to sit around and. And just kill innocent people. I understand that.
But those are the people that died.
I understand
that.
Lots
of innocents.
And
I can't support it for that reason. I mean, it's not okay.
Right. During World War II, during World War I, 10% of the casualties were civilian. During World War II, 66% were. During the War on Terror, more than 90% have been civilians. People who didn't do anything to anybody. More than 90%.
Okay.
Thanks, Ross. I appreciate the call. 855-450. Why am I giving the number? We're done with the show.
Done.
This has been Free Talk Live, a live 9/11 show. I know our ideas.
9/10, but 9/11.
9/10. Yes. I know our ideas on these subjects can be really confronting for people. But I hope that we presented them in a way that people can at least understand where we're coming from. It's been Mark
and Stephanie.
As a smoker, traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.